Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Anthony Vassalo. Thanks for your support, Anthony. As you know, Greg and I have our heads crammed full of so much musical knowledge, useful or otherwise, that there's no telling what will bubble up on any given day. When one of us has a song in our head we can't live without, we add it to the Desert Island Jukebox, songs we'd want with us if we were stuck forever, stranded away from civilization. Greg, you got a song you want to add. Give us a slight hint.
I'm going to play a song by a band that has released many, many great songs, but the one I'm going to play, I'd say, is one of their top five of all time and was only released as a B-side.
Oh, I love those. We'll hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in and inspired by Chicago. They got 312 Wheat Ale, Hazy Beer Hug, and many more one-off beers at the Fulton Street Tap Room or their new Salt Shed Pub. The perfect place to go before a show at the Salt Shed. Me and Andrew were there on opening night, Greg. Mm-hmm. It was really exciting. You had Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tick fever. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, every time we go to one of these Goose joints, there's another new one to try, and we love them all.
I'm a fan. In addition to making great products and event spaces, Goose Island has always been a supporter of music culture in Chicago and nationwide. I mean, if you see that Goose Island logo at a venue or a restaurant, you know you're in good hands.
Yeah, we are proud to be associated with Goose Island. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer, and Sound Opinions is. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website elotrolado.org/volunteer.
We're back, and Mr. Cott, you're adding a song to the Desert Island Jukebox that was supposed to be a throwaway B-side.
It was. The band didn't like it very much, which is inexplicable. Now they love it, but I'll get into that in a minute. I heard this song. You know, I got one of those Sirius subscriptions, right, for the car. So when I'm in my car, burning up my $6 a gallon gas, I'm listening to Sirius stations. And I heard this pretty cool band, Soraya, cover a song called I'm Not Like Everybody Else.
Oh, yeah.
The Kinks song.
Yeah.
And it struck me like many, many bands have covered this song. The Kinks were the band that wrote it and recorded it first, mm-hmm. but it took on a life of its own because, as I mentioned, Ray Davis didn't think much of the song. He thought, you know, it's a B-side. He wanted to give it to the Animals. The Animals didn't like it either. They said, we don't want it.
That is the fundamental message of all great rock and roll. Right. I'm not like anybody else.
Yeah. Ray, I think, felt it fit the Animals because they had that tough attitude, you know, don't let me be misunderstood.
Yeah,
we got to get out of this place. It sort of fits in with that mold. And I don't think it was a typical Kinks type song because Ray tended to be a little more introspective and talking about the social implications of what was going on in England. Mm. The band was out of step with its time. Indeed, they were not like everybody else. They were their own thing in England in the late 60s British invasion. They didn't
had more to do with their ethos than he thought. Yeah,
exactly. So Ray thought so little of the song. Typically, he or his brother Dave would sing the songs that they wrote on the records. Ray thought so little of the song initially that he gave it to Dave to sing. So Dave's got the lead vocal on this song as this B-side. It was released in 1966. I've heard this song so many times now. I seriously believe it's one of the Kinks' greatest songs. It's
I'm with
top
you.
Three, maybe top five.
I mean, I think I chose it way back when we did a list show, and I can't remember what the topic was now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's immortal. That song's immortal.
It's a masterpiece, and Ray has since embraced the song. In fact, when I saw him do a solo tour in 2006, David had some kind of medical issue, so he couldn't accompany his brother. Right. But Ray opened the show with that song. So it went from like a B-side that I don't really care that much about, I'll let my brother sing it, to I'm singing this song now, and not only that, I'm opening my shows with it. I think he recognized that the greatness of the song when so many other bands started covering it. You know, not bending to the will of the masses. I'm doing my own thing. It is the Kinks. It is Ray Davis in a nutshell. You got to love the song, too. Dave's guitar part is so critical to the song, that menacing minor key guitar solo that opens the song, and then it ascends to a major key, and it becomes this huge anthem by the end.
Right.
You know, so he's singing these verses about how he's not conforming. And at the end, it's kind of like a statement of true defiance by the Kinks and Ray Davis. Here is the original version, the B-side. I'm Not Like Everybody Else by the Kinks on Sound Opinions.
I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. And I don't want to bawl about like everybody else. And I don't want to live my life like everybody else. And I will say that I'm
Mr. Cott, going to the Kinks, Ray Davis, I'm Not Like Anybody Else. Let me do my best NPR disclaimer here. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we said Ray Davis several times. Several years ago, check our archive, when we interviewed the great leader of the Kinks, Ray Davis, he made it quite clear. People have been mispronouncing his name for half a century. We are not wrong. Please avoid the 75 emails to Sound Opinions saying, how dare we disrespect him by not calling him Ray Davies. Greg, somebody tells me how to pronounce their name, what they want to be called. I'm going to go with their choice.
Respect their choice, correct. And, you know, despite the disclaimer, because we have tended to make it lately,
we
still get that one guy. And it's usually a guy
who's telling
us how wrong we
the
are.
The one guy. There are similar thorny situations that are less easily solved. If whatever Ray wants to be called, I'll call Ray a king of rock if he wants to be called.
Exactly.
That's it for this bonus podcast episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners on our Facebook group. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.